That's right. It's time for the good stuff, and I'm going to be talking about golf in just a minute, Mike.
Golfing?
Golf.
Is it golfing already?
No, but we can dream.
We can dream. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you, well, speaking of golf, you could golf this next summer while you're here in the Valentine area, Frederick Peaks Community Golf Course, or you've got other private golf courses like the Prairie Club and a lot more. Check that out at visitvalentine.com for your next golf outing.
Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and so much more? Every week. No need to roam for information. Just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com. It's what ranchers read.
And then you were going to share something about golf today?
One day, a man decided to retire. He booked himself on a Caribbean cruise and proceeded to have the time of his life. Well, that is, until the ship sank.
Well, yeah.
He soon found himself on an island with no other people, no supplies, nothing, only bananas and coconuts. After about 4 months, he's lying on a beach one day when the most gorgeous woman he has ever seen rose up to the shore. In disbelief, he asked, "Where did you come from? How did you get here?" She replies, "I rowed over from the other side of the island where I landed when my cruise ship sank." "Amazing," he says. "You were really lucky to have a rowboat wash up with you." "Oh, this thing," explains the woman. "I made the boat out of some raw material I found on the island. The oars were whittled from gum tree branches. I wove the bottom from palm tree branches, and the sides and stern came from a eucalyptus tree." "But where did you get the tools?" "Oh, that was a problem," says the woman. "On the south side of the island, a very unusual stratum of rock is exposed. I found that if I fired it into a certain temperature in my kiln, it melted into ductile iron. I used that to make tools and used the tools to make the hardware." This guy is stunned. "Let's row over to my place," she says. So, after a short time of rowing, she soon docks the boat at a small wharf. As the man looks to shore, he nearly falls off the boat. Before him is a long stone walk leading to a cabin and a treehouse. While the woman ties up the rowboat with an expertly woven hemp rope, the man can only stare ahead, dumbstruck. As they walk into the house, she says casually, "It's not much, but I call it home. Sit down, please. Would you like a drink?" "No, no, thank you," the man blurts out, still dazed. "I can't take another drop of coconut juice." "Oh, it's not coconut juice," winks the woman. "I have a still. How would you like a tropical spritz?" Trying to hide his continued amazement, the man accepts, and they sit down on her couch to talk. After they exchange their individual survival stories, the woman announces, "I'm going to slip into something more comfortable. Would you like to take a shower and shave? There's a razor in the bathroom cabinet upstairs." No longer questioning anything, the man goes upstairs into the bathroom. There in the cabinet is a razor made from a piece of tortoise bone. Two shells honed to a hollow ground edge are fastened onto its end inside a swivel mechanism. This woman is amazing. What next? When he returns, she greets him wearing nothing but some small flowers on tiny vines, strategically positioned. She smelled faintly of gardenias. She then beckons for him to sit down next to her. "Tell me," she begins suggestively, slithering closer to him, "we've both been out here for many months. You must have been lonely. There's something I'm certain you feel like doing right now, something you've been longing for, right?" She stares into his eyes. He can't believe what he's hearing. "You mean," he swallows excitedly as tears start to form in his eyes, "you built a golf course?"
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
At the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, they celebrate Western heritage, sharing the achievements and stories of cowboys, ranchers, and rodeo legends who embody the enduring spirit of the West. You can learn more at NorthDakotaCowboy.org. And keep listening to great radio stations like Bowman, North Dakota's KPOK, 1340 AM for more of the good stuff.